India's International Jewelry Week in full swing at the Grand Hyatt in Mumbai. The event gives Indian jewelry designers and brands a great way to showcase trends and new collections just as IIJS begins on August 4th. There is a strong sense of optimism heading into IIJS, and the trade show will provide a good barometer for Indian retail and consumer demand in preparation for Diwali. Rapaport Research says the diamond markets quieted some in July as we are in that traditionally lower period of trading. There was also some price resistance from buyers. The Rapnet diamond index for half carats fell almost 1%. 1 carat diamonds fell 0.5%. Conversely, 3 carats rose by less than 1%. The Rapnet composite index increased by 0.2% in July. Rapaport estimated that rough prices rose an average of 10%, while mining companies are keeping production at last year's levels. The outlook for second half remains strong, with continued rapid retail expansion across China and India and modest stability here in the U.S., despite lingering economic concerns. You can read the full July report titled Quiet in Perspective at diamonds.net/report. I will return right after this message.
Rapaport is the primary source of diamond prices and market information used by the diamond trade all over the world. To get the Rapaport price list, please visit our website, www.rapaport.com, or email pricelist@rapaport.com.
Global production figures reflected strong increases in 2010 for rough trade as tracked by the Kimberley process. By value, rough production jumped 39%, but this was still below the peak year, 2008. By volume, carat production rose 7%. The average price per carat was up 30% to about $90. In the previous KP report for 2009, Russia was the top producer by both value and volume, but in 2010, Botswana returned to the top spot by value. Russia maintained top producer status in terms of carats. Data also placed Zimbabwe fifth in terms of world production at 8.4 million carats, compared with 964,000 in 2009, and it ranked eighth by value at $340 million, up from only $20 million the previous year. While gold prices remain volatile, the metal hit another record this week. Take a look at how precious metals performed in the past 7 days. For all the latest industry news, be sure to visit diamonds.net.